on May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Welcome back, Weirdos. And now part two of Pirates vs. Submarine. I can't offer you a nightcap, but how about a recap? After Psycho Bill dives out of the lavatory hole and into the open sea, he begins to swim around the ship in search of Captain Jack. Meanwhile, Captain Jack continues to ply Captain McKinley with his tainted pirate booze.
Can I get a little refill, Captain Jack?
Of course. Refill. Who knew time travelers could be so thirsty?
Captain McKinley, Captain Jack, Psycho Bill. He stole your keys and escaped from his cell. Then he dove through the lavatory hole into the ocean.
Oh, no. He must have stolen me keys when he grabbed me down in the brig.
Oh, that's bad news.
Psycho Bill said he wants to eat your face, Captain Jack.
No. Not my worst nightmare. Ha! That murderous monster's unstoppable!
I see him, Captain Jack. It seems a swell has pushed him out 100 yards or so off our bow.
Shiver me timbers! The swell! It might have bought us a wee bit of time! All hands ahoy! Golden Bahama Riders, aim your pistols and fire at will!
It appeared the small caliber pistols had no effect.
I can see that, Mr. Wiggins.
Cue Captain Jack.
Bring out me special broadside smasher cannon. It never misses.
Bring out the smasher cannon.
Bring out smasher cannon.
Bring out the smasher cannon.
Bring out the smasher cannon.
As Psycho Bill closes in, a panicked Captain Jack calls upon Mad Marty, a knuckle-scampering cannon-fused lighter, who craves attention every time Captain Jack lets him out of his little hole.
Mad Marty, you can come out of your hole now and light the fuse.
Yes, thank you. It's so bright out here compared to my little hole. I'm so happy, my captain.
Eat your bag.
I know. Light the fuse.
I will light it. I even brought my special match. I want to light the fuse, you know.
I'm watching you not light it. Psycho Bill is getting closer.
Kill Jack!
This is the biggest part of my day. Can't I have a little bit of build-up?
I'm going to die, Mad Marty. Unless you light the fuse.
Okay, I'll light it. Everybody, watch me light.
Light the fuse, you scampering little bastard!
It appears the cannonball missed. Psycho Bill is now approaching with great speed.
Oh no! We're all gonna die!
Hey, pirates, have a little taste of 1966 for Bill the Psycho. Hanson, get this short amount of rocket system.
Rocket system? Are you sure, Captain? You seem kind of buzzed.
God damn it, Hanson. I went back in time toward 50 years. I'm allowed to have a cocktail. Now go get the rocket launcher now.
Yes, sir.
So close I can taste you, Captain Jack.
He's almost here. If you can do something, do it now.
Here he goes, sir.
Give it to me. Just hand it to me. Give me the rocket launcher. All right, stand back. Get back. Whoa, what do they say?
They say fire away, sir.
I've got it, Ensign. God damn it. There he is. Target on. Fire away.
Screw you, you rat bastard.
Holy Mother of God! You got him! You turned him into shark bait! I'm alive! Everyone, back to the party! I just witnessed the power of 1,000 cannons on one man's shoulder.
That's why they call it a shoulder-mounted rocket system.
Surely your most deadly weapon, Captain?
Most deadly? You ever heard of a nuke, Jack?
A nuke? Can't say I have.
Nuclear warheads. Well, hold through anything.
Nuclear warheads. Be they on your submarine?
You bet ya. We got 12 on this sub.
Captain, well, you just told Captain Jack that's top secret information. You really shouldn't be...
There. Knuckle sandwich. Take a nap.
Good one, Captain. You run a tight ship. Well, then, let's drink till the sun rises. A toast to our future travelers. And to Knuckle Waffles.
A toast indeed. Captain Jack's pirate booze eventually got all the submariners stupid drunk and incapacitated. The next morning, a horribly hungover Captain McKinley and crew find themselves locked up in the USS Ohio's brig.
Rise and shine, Captain McKinley.
Oh, God damn it.
I trust you had a good sleep, Captain.
Captain Jack, let us out of here, now!
Not just yet, Captain. Captain Jack! Stop! What you're doing is against maritime law! Why, Ensign, don't be a goody-two-shoes.
You're going to regret this.
No, I won't. Last night, you told me all about your nukes, and I quote, they blow a hole through anything.
I don't remember saying that.
What was in that pirate's brew, you son-bitch?
It's a secret recipe. Anyway... Last night, while you and your crew were sleeping, we had a look-see around your wonderful submarine. And what did we find, Smarty?
Atomic bombs!
Smarty Wiggins figured out how to use them, didn't you, Smarty?
Your Navy atomic boom manuals were quite useful and intuitive, Captain McKinley.
Captain McKinley, why don't you and your crew come up top the submarine, sit back and enjoy the show? We keep you shackled. Nothing personal.
Show? What kind of show?
See yonder. That is Skeleton Island, where me treasure is buried deep. And one of your atomic bombs sits.
Oh my God.
The bomb will blow a giant hole in the sand and reveal me treasure. Save me men a week of digging.
Sweet Jesus.
You have no idea. The power. You're going to blow up the entire island.
Nice try, Captain. Only Poseidon has that kind of power. Now, Mad Marty, push the plunger. Mad Marty, stop scampering about and push the plunger.
Yes, thank you, my beautiful and wise Captain Jack. Look at me, everybody. I'm on a submarine away from my home.
We know. Now just push the plunger.
Mad Marty, wait. Slow down. Take your time. We're all enjoying the show.
You are?
Ignore him. Push the plunger.
But they said they're enjoying the show.
If you don't push the plunger, Mad Marty, I won't let you back in your hole.
My hole? What am I without my hole?
You're a star, Mad Marty. That's what you are. Remember, once you push the plunger, the show's over.
Duh! I worked all afternoon on my performance, and now you're both interrupting my flow. Well, that's show business.
No, Marty!
What about a... My God, you weren't lying. That's too big a bomb. What good is blowing up the world if you also blow up his treasures? Oh, we'll help you find your time portal, Captain McKinley. But don't you or your humongous booms come back to 1738 ever again.
Simple wisdom from a simple pirate. The next day, Captain Jack and his men guide the sailors back to the time portal, and the USS Ohio heads for home.
According to Smarty Wiggins, this is where your time portal be.
How did you find it, Smarty?
Something I've been working on. I call it radar.
Huh. Mr. Wiggins, how would you like to come back to the future with us? We've got some boys at NASA that would love to have a chat with you. They're trying to land a man on the moon.
I have some ideas about that. Sounds exciting. What say you, Captain Jack?
So you want to leave me and go with the submariners? Well, it's sudden, you know. It's no use. Go ahead, Smarty. I won't stop you from your dreams. I miss you.
Well then, goodbye, Captain Jack.
Ensign, I was absolutely blitzed last night, and I'm sorry if I said some things that...
No worries, Captain. Pirate's Brew got you blasted, and I got a shiner, sir.
Well, then thank you, Alexander.
No problem, Captain McKinley.
Call me John.
Thank you, John.
Well then, goodbye, Captain Jack.
Goodbye, Captain.
And the Golden Bahama Rider.
Goodbye!
After successfully navigating the time portal, the USS Ohio makes its way home and prepares for arrival at the Staten Island Naval Station.
All right, Lieutenant. Get on the radio and tell Fleet Command we're entering New York Harbor. We're finally home, boys. Fleet Command, this is USS Ohio. We're entering New York Harbor. Over.
This be Pirate Command. State your business.
What the hell? Up periscope. I want to take a look around. Oh, my God. Check the weapons room. It's empty, Cap. All the nukes are gone. Oh, Lieutenant, the Statue of Liberty. It's Captain Jack holding a nuclear warhead.
That son of a bitch tricked us.
And there aren't any skyscrapers, just pirate ships everywhere. God damn us. The rum, we were drunk. Oh my God. It's a pirate world!
Unbeknownst to Captain McKinley and his crew, the crafty Captain Jack stole the 11 remaining nuclear warheads, and through displays and intimidation, he successfully made the world his own, a pirate world. One that only could exist in the weird place. Stay tuned for the after show, talking weird. But first, we gotta pay the bills.
On May 10th, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere. This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
I'm Rob. I'm back. Can you dig it? Welcome back to Talking Weird, where we take a look behind the curtain and discuss all things the weird place. Ready to get weird? That's what I thought. My first guest tonight is the actor who voices the character Mad Marty in the Weird Place episode Pirates vs. Submarine. Let's take a listen.
Yes, thank you. It's so bright out here compared to my little hole. I'm so happy, my captain.
Light the fuse.
I will light it. I even brought my special match. I want to light the fuse, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and you love him. Please welcome stand-up comedian and voice actor, Mr. Vinny Bambino.
What are you doing? Nice couch. There's my seat.
That would be a yes. Thanks for coming on the show, Vinny.
Hey, no problem, Rod. To be honest with you, I had nothing better to do.
So anyways, tell us how you ended up voicing Mad Marty.
Yeah, it's quite a name, right? Well, my agent, you know, sends me a script about pirates fighting submarines and whatnot. They asked me to play a guy called Mad Marty, so I read the script. Let me tell you, this guy puts the nut in nutball.
That's okay. I've always considered myself a bit of a nutball. Your character is such a unique tone. Can you tell us how you found the voice of Mad Marty?
At first, I asked myself, how would this cuckoo bird talk? And I'm stumped. So one day, I'm walking around the Lower East Side, right? I hear this high-pitched sound, I don't know, come from a steam pipe or something. It's kind of like, I go, that's it. Yeah. So I'm starting to talk like that, right? I call my wife. I go, hello, I'm Mad Marty. I like to light the fuse, you know. She hung up on me. Bing, bang, boom.
Holy moly. The roof's about to cave in.
I'm shaking it up in here. Bada boom.
But that is fascinating stuff, Vinny. Steam pipe. Imagine if you were inspired by a cement truck.
Yeah, I don't know what that would sound like. You know, like, hey, I'm Mad Marty. I like a lot of views, huh?
You're a talented young man. And, well, since you said you have nothing better to do, can you stick around a little longer?
Hey, nothing better to do. Guess what? Rod's got a fastball. Oh!
My next guest is the actor who voices Smarty Wiggins, the smartest pirate in the world. Let's hear a clip.
It's a work in progress. I call it the lavatory.
Please welcome Oscar Harrington.
Hey, Oscar, nice to meet you. How you doing?
Pleasure to meet you, Mr. Bambino.
Thanks for being here. I understand you had a most serendipitous journey voicing the character of Smarty Wiggins.
I was a novice, you see. I was working concessions on a train route called the St. Ives Blue Line from Cornwall. I never intended to do any sort of theatrical work, Rod.
Well, I never intended to be a talk show host. All right, enough frivolity. I understand you made quite a special acquaintance while working on the train.
Indeed I did. I saw a father with his young son, so I asked them if they would like a Cadbury chocolate bar.
Hey, Cadbury, that's like a Hershey bar, but it costs $100, right?
Oh, that's funny, Mr. Bambino. $100. Anyway, back to the story. I didn't realize at the time that this gentleman was a producer.
I only know when I'm around a producer when he's reaching for my wallet.
I got it. Another, what you say, a zinger, Mr. Bambino. Anyway, he asked me if I'd ever done any voice acting, and I said, no, of course not. My voice is so normal and boring and perfunctory.
What are you talking about? You got a weird voice, and I mean that as a compliment. I mean, I could listen to you read the phone book all day long.
Thank you, but I believe that could get a bit boring, Mr. Bambino.
So then, Oscar, how did you end up voicing Smarty in The Weird Place?
Well, the producer was persistent, and long story short, a week later, I was in a sound booth in Brunswick talking about atomic bombs and zippers and such.
Hey, the only atomic bomb around here is the one I dropped in the green room 5 minutes ago. Whoa!
Atomic bomb, the green room.
This is turning into a laugh fest. Thanks to my guests, Mr. Vinny Bambino and Oscar Harrington, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, thanks a lot. Great crowd.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back after a word from our sponsor.
Summer is time for barbecuing. That's why you need Barberdome. Stylish and fashionable portable grills. So get out some patties and make some burgers with Barberdome. If it's summer, it's Barberdome.
Welcome back. I like to be a good host and make sure my audience never goes home hungry. Now, You may be wondering, what is this contraption I'm holding? I call it Rod's Hot Dog Launcher. Who's hungry? Let's eat. This crowd is starved.
Hey, Rod, over here!
Go crazy.
Come on, Rod, you can do it!
I love you, Rod!
Take it easy.
Hey, Rod, can I get a hot dog for here? Shut up, Brian. Don't bother him. It's Rod.
Don't be greedy. I have one for every audience member.
Hey, Rod, in the back.
Here comes three dogs coming for the balcony. And one with extra mustard right down the center.
Extra mustard.
Join us next time on The Talking Weird. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. Hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog, hot dog. Like what you're hearing so far? Please rate and review. This has been a Team Coco production.